Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 2nd chapter, text number 17. Please repeat the verse.
Dunauti cheta smarato mamaitad. Yad aha pada vivandya pitro. Tatamba kamsad uru sankitanam. Prasidatam no krito nishkritinam. Duno.
Please repeat what to what meaning. Dunoti. It gives me pain. Chetaha. Hurt. Smarata. While thinking of. Mama. My. Etat. This. Yat. As much as. Aha, said, padao, feet, abhivandya, worshipping, pitraho, of the parents, tata, my dear father, amba, my dear mother, kamsat, out of kamsas, uru, great. Sankitanam, of those who are afraid. Prasidatam, be pleased with. Naha, our. Akrita, not executed. Nishkritinam, duties to serve you. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. Lord Krishna begged pardon from His parents for their, Krishna's and Balaram's, inability to serve their fate. Due to being away from home because of the great fear of Kamsa's, he said, O mother, O father, please excuse us for this inability. All this behavior of the Lord gives me pain at heart. Please repeat translation. Lord Krishna begged pardon from his parents for their inability to serve their feet. Due to being away from home, because of great fear of Kamsa, he said, O mother, O father, please excuse us for this inability. All this behavior of the Lord gives me pain and hurt. It appears that Lord Krishna and Balaram were both very greatly afraid of Kamsa, and therefore they had to hide themselves. But if the Lord Krishna and Baladeva are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, how was it possible that they were afraid of Kamsa? Is there any contradiction in such statement? Vasudeva, due to his great appreciation for Krishna, wanted to give him protection. He never thought that Krishna was the Supreme Lord and could protect himself. He thought of Krishna as his son because Vasudeva was a great devotee of the Lord. He did not like to think that Krishna might be killed like his other children. Murali, Vasudev was bound to deliver Krishna to the hands of Kamsa because he had promised to turn over all his children. But out of his great love for Krishna, he broke his promise. And the Lord was very pleased with Vasudev for his transcendental mentality. He did not want to disturb the intense affection of Vasudeva. And thus, he agreed to be carried by his father to the house of Nanda and Yashoda. And just to test the intense love of Vasudeva, Lord Krishna fell down into the water of the Yamuna while his father was crossing the river. Vasudeva became mad after his child as he tried to recover him in the midst of the rising river. These are all glorified pastime of the Lord, and there is no contradiction in such manifestation. Since Krishna is the Supreme Lord, he was never afraid of Kamsa, but to please his father, he agreed to be so. And the most brilliant part of his supreme character was that he begged pardon from his parents for being unable to serve their feet while absent from home because of fear of Kamsa. The Lord, whose lotus feet are worshipped by demigods like Brahma and Shiva, wanted to worship the feet of Vasudeva. Such instruction by the Lord to the world is quite appropriate. Even if one is the Supreme Lord, one must serve his parents. A son is in debt to his parents in so many ways, and it is the duty of the son to serve his parents, however great the son may be. Indirectly, Krishna wanted to teach the atheists who do not accept the supreme fatherhood of the God, and they may learn from this action how much the supreme father has to be respected. Uddhava was simply struck with wonder by such glorious behavior of the Lord, and he was very sorry that he was unable to go with him. Hare Krishna. It's a very interesting point. Srila Prabhupada, he explained. In this chapter, actually, Uddhava was remembering Krishna's pastime, which is they both were sitting, Vidur and Uddhava. So this is Krishna has so many unlimited quality, but one of the most glorious quality is Bhakta Vatsal. He is always merciful to his devotees. And actually he is so merciful, we cannot even imagine. And a devotee, they do everything for the Lord, but for the pleasure of the Krishna. But Krishna also, he does everything for his devotees. Even sometimes he give up his supremacy. He give up everything. So when Uddhava remembering this Krishna's beautiful pastime, his merciful behavior, his transcendental pastime, he feel very sorry because he couldn't see them. The devotee's mood is like that. When they are away from Krishna, they feel like jugayatam nimeshana chakshusha prabhrishayitam sunnayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahinam. Uddhava was separation from Krishna And that's why he was feeling so sorry. He's feeling like every moment, like, you know, very long time. And simultaneously, when devotees, they are separated from Krishna, what they do, they remember more and more. You know, Srila Gaura Govinda Maharaj, he wrote a book. It's called Love of Separation. Isn't it? That book, yeah. Vipralamba Bhava. So, even the devotees, when they're separated from Krishna, how they survive? They survive by remembering Krishna. And Krishna is always with them. Why? Krishna explained, you know, Naham tishtami vaikunthe jaginam hridaye. Sorry, what is the jaginam hridaye shuva? Yeah. Madbhakta jatra gayanti tatra tishtami narada. So Krishna lives where his pure devotee glorify him. So that's how devotees, they associate with Krishna all the time. But here, it's a beautiful quality of Krishna is explained. Prabhupada explained this elaborately. His Bhakta Vatsal is very inclined to his devotees, very merciful. If we see, you know, in this material world, many of us, we have our own boss. We serve our boss. But the boss serving in the same way to us? Never. You know, they will be always boss and we are always under him. But Krishna is completely different. You know, he serves equal, same, even more way actually. You know, this is a nice pastime. One devotee, his name is Raghudas. He used to live in Puri just before Mahaprabhu, around 600 years ago. And Raghudas, he was devotee of Lord Ramchandra. And then when he was small kid, he went to temple and he saw Jagannath. But actually, he surrendered his heart to Ramchandra. He was thinking, actually, Ram is the supreme personality of Godhead, and Ram should be there. And they said, Jagannath means, you know, Lord of the universe. So Lord Ramchandra is the Lord of the universe. He should be. And then he is really feels sorry. I mean, he not feeling comfortable. Then he went again back to Puri, I mean, to the temple, and is trying to find out where is Lord Ramchandra. Because the name is Jagannath, means the Lord of Universe. So Ramchandra is the Lord of Universe. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So when we think like that, and Jagannath very pleased, you know. And then he gave darshan, Ram, Lakshman and Sita, Hanuman. So when next time he went there and he saw, there is Ram, Lakshman and Hanuman. So then he, after a while, he saw again Jagannath, and then he understand actually Jagannath and Ram is non-different. And he had a relation with the Lord, like friendship. He used to be a very good friend. He used to think, Lord Ramchandra is my friend. And he was a great devotee from the childhood. One day, he thought, well, you know, he saw, when he was walking, he saw so many nice flowers. And he said, oh, if I could make a garland, that would be really good. You know, I could give to my friend. So, because he is very poor, he used to live under a umbrella, you know, big umbrella. He had no house, nothing. In a small umbrella, and somehow or other, he used to just survive. And all the time, he used to do service only to the Jagannath. And he has no one. So, he thought, well, somehow or other I manage flower, but where I'm going to get thread, needles, it's a big hassle. What he did, he took, banana threads from the banana tree. So, and he made garland out of that. And he gave to Panda. And Panda looked at that. So, it is made out of banana threads, banana tree threads. So it is, is like not qualified to give to Jagannath, you know. That time it used to be forbidden. You cannot give. Jagannath has to be, they have the appropriate thing for Jagannath. They didn't give it. So they took from Raghu because they know he is a very good devotee. So he took that garland, they took and they put in his side. And when they finish all the aratis and everything, and they want to give Shayan Jagannath, before they give Shayan, they put flower on the Jagannath deity's on his body. But generally, garland and flower, Jagannath will accept. That day, he's nothing accepting. Nothing staying. If they're putting garland, it's immediately fell. So then they were thinking, oh, must be, we did something wrong. Otherwise, it's never happened like that. So generally in Puri, what they do, when something happened like that, the pujaris, all of them, they will do fasting and they will sleep into the temple. And Jagannath will come in the dream and then he will inform what is the wrong. So all the pujari did fasting and they slept into the temple, and Jagannath came at the night to head pujari. Look, my devotee, Raghu, he made garland for me. He's my friend, He gave garland and you guys deny the garland. He's my friend. Who are you to deny the garland? So that's why I don't want your garlands, because my devotee, he made out of his love, an affection for me. And you guys just simply, you didn't give the garland. That's why I was so upset. So then immediately head pujari wake up, and then he went to all the pujari and asking, is it Raghu gave any garland? And they said yes, but we didn't put to Jagannath because it was made out of banana tree thread. It is not like, quality is not good. And then he said, oh, put immediately that one. So they put, and then Raghu, of course, Raghu was very happy. And that's how Jagannath was, directly reciprocating with Raghu. So Raghu was, he used to do service, and he used to, present all the arati in front of Jagannath, and all day he used to chanting. And he used to live very simple. Nothing is there. He had one small, they made out of umbrella, but he make like small hut. One day, he had some prasadam, and then he got diarrhea. And nobody is there to look after him. So he couldn't wake up. He has to, pass into his hut. Nobody is there to clean up. And then he's there and he's so sick. He has no, what is it called? Like, he lost his consciousness. He's unconscious. And then Jagannath came as a small boy. Not so small. And then he cleaned up everything. His room, his stool, everything. And then he put all the good thing like sandal paste and aguru, everything. And suddenly, Raghu got conscious. And then he saw one boy. And then he looked at and he asked, hey, come on, I'm living here so long. I never saw you. And why you are serving me? Who are you? He said, my name in such and such, I live just next to the temple. Next to your hut, I just live here. So, and then he said, no, I never saw you. And you look very different from other boy. And then suddenly, Jagannath came to his own form, Jagannath. And then Raghu saying, why you came? Why you have to do? So, you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you wish, then that will be done. So why you came personally to do all these things? You make me feel so bad. And then Jagannath replied, look, how you enjoy to do my service? Do you enjoy that? And then Raghu said, yes. Yeah, that is the, nectar, which is always I enjoy. And then Jagannath said, I also enjoy when I do service to my devotees. And Raghu was so, you know, he don't know what to do. He just fell on Jagannath's lotus feet and he was crying. You know, how merciful you were. And then he prayed, you know, you could do everything. But Jagannath said, you know, I don't want to, you know, cure my devotees immediately. Maybe sometimes they suffer because I want to burn their prarabdha karma so they don't have to come back again. And simultaneously, I want to serve them. You know, and I'm in depth. I cannot pay. You know, another incident when in Vrindavan, once, you know, Radharani and Krishna, they were playing dice. And the condition was, if Krishna will lose, he has to give his flute. If Radharani will lose, she will give her Chandrika, means the crown. One Radharani used one small crown here, it's called Chandrika. So that was the condition. And Lalita was keeping them. And finally Krishna lost, you know. And then they took his flute. And Krishna, this is his commentary by Sridhar Swami. He was describing that Krishna is literally begging from gopis that flute. Why? He was explaining that my devotees, they are so dear to me. I have given everything to them. My body, my mind, my heart, my speech, everything belongs to my devotees. So only thing I have, which is the flute. Please give me my flute back. So in here, Krishna is showing how merciful he is to his devotees, you know. Another incident. You know, Krishna always showing his mercy, but we are very, you know, unfortunate. We see that, we talk about that, and just we forget. Just few days ago was Haridas Thakur's disappearance day. So when Haridas Thakur, he disappeared, what Mahaprabhu did? He took him on his arm and he was carrying himself. Imagine, you know, Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are so many his servants. He could tell them, hey, carry, you know, Haridas Thakur's body. But what he did, he carried himself. And then, after giving his samadhi, he went to beg for Haridas Thakur's, you know, what is called, his feast, his Antashti Kriya feast. He went to Singhadwar, the main gate of the Jagannath Puri temple, and he begged from the people. He started begging, oh, can you please give me some prasadam? I want to make feast, you know, for my great devotee Haridas Thakur. Imagine, Supreme Personality of God, Lakshmipati, who possesses all the opulence, but he is begging for his devotee. So that's why Krishna is always, he likes to do his devotee's service. So that's why here Krishna is apologizing for his absence and he couldn't do service to Vasudev. It's not like, you know, why is Krishna is asking forgiveness? No, he's asking because of his devotion, he likes his devotees. You know, they always, Krishna always very pleased when he do service to his devotees. He's showing his mercy. Once Srila Prabhupada said that, you know, when Krishna take this kind of part, doesn't mean, you know, Krishna is falling down from his supremacy. No, it's more glorified. He gets more glorification. Because the humbleness is never give you, like, you know, you will never fall down from your position when you are humble. You know. So Krishna is showing, and other word, he is showing Krishna's devotees, pure devotees, if we serve them, that is the only way to get devotion. Or the other way, Krishna will be very much pleased when you will service, when you will do serve to his pure devotees. So, in fact, Krishna is serving himself to his devotees. What about us? He's showing that, you know, how we should do service to his pure devotees. Apani achari dharma jivere shikhai. They are demonstrating. We just, you know, imagine Krishna is following that, and he took it so seriously. Imagine how much serious we should take it to serve pure devotees, to serve his devotees. And people may, you know, say, "Oh, if Krishna is the Supreme Lord, why he is feared to come?" So actually, Srila Sridhar Swami, he explained about that, and even Srila Prabhupada once, he was giving class, and he said that Baladev Vidyabhushan, when he was explaining that verse, you know, Yada Jadai Dharmasya Glanir Bhavati Bharata Abhyuthanam Adharmasya Tadatmanam Srijamyam Paritranaya Sadhunam Vinashayacha Dushkritam Dharma Sanstapanartaya Sambhavami Yuga Yuga. All this reason, this is called Gauna reason. That's not the main reason Krishna comes. Krishna only comes to please his devotees actually. He can, you know, Krishna's energy, that's inconceivable. We cannot even imagine, isn't it? You know, see how this world is created. From Mahavishnu, there is, you know, unlimited planets comes out. In that, in a planet, there is a small place, one small demon. What he has to do? You know, if you'll just think, you know, everything will destroy. Even, you know, million and billions of planet can destroy by his indication. So why he has to come? You know, has nothing to do with the killing demons. He want to please his devotees. Srila Prabhupada explained here, he want to please Vasudev. Why? Because they love that way, you know. Je jathamam prapadante tans tathaiva bhajamyam. Krishna always keep his promise. Vasudev love him as a son. So that's why he want to keep that love. That is the reason. There is nothing than this. Nothing other reason. You know, when Krishna appeared, he appeared not like normal child. He appeared with the four hand form, you know, Vishnu form, with the golden, you know, jewelry and everything. And then Vasudev thought, "Wow, this is not my child. He is the supreme personality of Godhead." And he started glorifying, you know, with the many verses. And then Krishna thought, "Well, I came here to him as a son, but, you know, he started glorifying me. So he doesn't like it. He didn't relish the relationship between father and son. Immediately he turned into a baby." And then Vasudev thought, "Wow, yeah, this is my son. Actually, I have to protect him." Even same thing happened with Mother Yashoda when Krishna ate mud and Balaram complained. And Mother Yashoda said, "Open your mouth." And he opened, and Mother Yashoda saw everything inside Krishna's mouth, and she bewildered, and she fainted. And then when she woke up, she thought, "Well, I was dreaming, or maybe I lost my memory, or maybe some ghost entered my baby, or something happened." She cannot believe that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why? Because Yogamaya has covered her, so that's why she can perform that pastime, or she can, you know, behave that way, the way Krishna please. Actually, Krishna want to please, and he want to make happy to his devotees as well. So that's why Mother Yashoda immediately she forgot. You know, she forgot what he saw in everything into Krishna's mouth. So, This is just the pastime is performed by Krishna, is pleasing his devotees. He is any Atmaram. He don't need external happiness from or any happiness from somewhere. You know, he don't need anything. He is complete, but he want to please his devotees. That's why he perform his various activities. Even you know, when Rupa Goswami, he went to Vrindavan and he was so detached. Actually, I think Raghunath Das Goswami. And he was so detached, he didn't make any hut. He used to live just under the tree. And one day he was chanting and it was summertime. It's very hot. And he was chanting, he closed his eyes and chanting, and sun is rised quite, you know, strong. Like sunlight is very strong in Vrindavan, especially at summer season. And then Srimati Radharani, she came and she put her choli, what is called in English? Eh? Yeah, that one. And what is called? Well. Well. Okay. So then Sanatana Goswami, he came and he saw that. And he told to Raghunath Das Goswami, look, you are chanting, that's good. But you know, because of you, we are trying to serve to Radha and Krishna. But you know, because you didn't accept anything, so Radha and Krishna, they're coming to serve you. So that is not good. Better you make a hut and you know, perform your daily service in there. And then at the next day, you know, Krishna came as a boy and he said, you know, Baba, you know, I think, you know, you when you chant, you feel very happy, you know. When you call Krishna, you feel very happy. And actually, when Krishna also remember his devotees, he's also very pleased. He feels very happy as well. And then Sanatana Goswami, he's very clever, you know. He was the minister. So he asked, how you know that? And said, oh, I know just some or other, I know, you know. And then, you know, Sanatana Goswami understand he's Krishna. And then Krishna said, you know, when devotees serve me, of course I am pleased. But when I serve to the devotees, and I am more pleased, you know, I feel more happy. So Krishna always, he tried to serve his devotees. Or other hand, you know, as much as we serve Krishna, Krishna serves back us more than what we do. But we shouldn't think that, oh, I am serving Krishna. Krishna must serve me as well. If that way you think, so pride immediately come. Krishna will never come to even, you know, nearby us. So, then who will come? Krishna bhuli jai ji bhagavan cha kare nikotastho maya tare japotiya dhare. When you will think like that, that is, you know, other way sense gratification. I want to, you know, Krishna should be my servant. You know, he should give everything. So then what will happen? Krishna bhuli jai ji bhagavan cha kare. If somebody will forget that intention to serve Krishna and they will try to gratify their own sense, nikotastho maya tare japotiya dhare. The maya, the illusion energy is very, you know, it's well already within us. You know, it will just grab us very tightly. So, we cannot forward it toward to Krishna. We'll just stuck there. Our mentality has to be served to Krishna, but Krishna always, you know, return us many, much more than what we do. Thank you so much. I would like to stop here. If there is any mistake, please forgive me. Any comments and questions, please? Sorry?
Lord Krishna slipped into the river when Vasudeva was carrying him.
Prabhupada. Krishna want to show to people that how much love Vasudeva has for him. It's not as a supreme personality of Godhead. He loves as his child, Actually, when Parikshit Maharaj, he heard Damodar Leela pastime, after hearing the Damodar Leela, how Krishna is so, nicely behaving in Nanda and Yashoda, he is like, he asking again and again Parikshit Maharaj, okay, can you explain me what austerity performed by Nanda and Yashoda? So that's why they're, taking care of Krishna as a child, And then Srila Sridhar Swami, he gave commentary on that. When he said, the Parikshit Maharaj, he asked, because when many people, they have their children. So the father, they have a natural affection toward the children. Nobody create, no, you don't have to create that. You don't have to develop that. It's already there. The father naturally loved his child. So Parikshit Maharaj, the inquiry, how, what I have to do so I can be Krishna's parents, or Krishna can be my children, my son. So that's how he's thinking, like, I'll have the natural love for Krishna. It doesn't have to develop. It's already, for a father, it's natural to love his children, Nobody think, now he's my son. Maybe previous life, he was maybe dog. And before that life, he was maybe donkey. Nobody think about that. As soon as child born, just think, oh, this is my son. So that's what Parikshit Maharaj is asking. So that's what Krishna was testing, how much love Vasudev has for me. So that's why he fell into the river.
Yes, Suraji. Thanks for the nice class. You described many pastimes where Krishna and Jagannath is reciprocating to devotees and serving them, doing some really genial service. Just wanted to understand how does that happen in other Vaikuntha planets where Krishna is in the form of Narayan, so there's this kingship is there, and so do they also serve the devotees? How is that reciprocation? How does that work?
Yeah, there is a Krishna reciprocate according to their rasa. So there his own reverence in Vaikuntha. So he will not do there in that service. He may help devotees, but not in that way. So there will be Krishna with the awe and reverence and Lord Vishnu. But their reciprocation, their, Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna like diamond, Doesn't matter which way you look, it will reflect the same amount of, from every direction has this same amount of glittering. So, actually, whoever attached to Krishna, whether Santa, Dasya, Sakha, Vatsalya, Madhurya, everybody feels satisfied with his relation with Krishna. So, if they are attached to as a servant, they are completely satisfied. They are not thinking, oh, Krishna is not performing first time like, what he did with Raghudas. So, yeah. Is it? Thank you so much. శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి, గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి, సమవేత భక్తు బృందికి, అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృందికి జయ నితాయ గౌర ప్రేమానందే.